W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where the U.S. Supreme Court is leaving in place current rules on the distribution of a widely used abortion pill. A federal judge in Texas effectively ordered it off the market. For now, that is not happening. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The important thing about this ruling is that not only does it place a stay on the Texas trial judge's decision to overturn the FDA approval of the abortion drug, but it places a similar stay on the ruling of the appellate court, which would have prevented the drug from being sent in the mail and required that the drug not be used past 7 weeks of pregnancy, down from the original 10 weeks.
A new prosecution team reverses course on a criminal case against a famous actor charged in the accidental shooting death of a film photographer working with him.
The involuntary manslaughter charge against actor Alec Baldwin was officially dismissed. Still facing charges, however, is the film's weapons supervisor, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. Shortly after the dismissal filing took place, lawyers held a status hearing online. Prosecutor Carrie Morrissey.
Having dismissed the charges currently against Mr. Baldwin, we want to get some guidance.
The case against Gutierrez-Reed will proceed. Her trial right now is set for August, and prosecutors have held out the possibility that they could refile charges against Baldwin. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The Florida culture wars moved to the streets as students across the Sunshine State protested the governor's education policies. From Riviera Beach, correspondent Christian Benavides.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' proposal includes eliminating diversity programs, banning gender studies majors, and weakening tenure protection for professors.
They're not going to be able to learn history. Being able to learn history is so important so that we don't repeat it.
But DeSantis isn't backing down. He says diversity, equity, and inclusion is really about imposing an ideological agenda on students.
Ahead of Saturday's Earth Day, President Biden signs an executive order aimed at bringing what the White House calls environmental justice to suffering communities. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The president's order describes the right to live in a healthy environment as a matter of justice. It aims for a government-wide effort.
Environmental justice will become the responsibility of every single federal agency. I mean, every single federal agency.
In the Rose Garden, President Biden blasted Republicans for seeking to repeal the climate investments in his Inflation Reduction Act.
Imagine making that choice.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he aims to limit federal spending.
Police in Minnesota have negotiated the surrender of an armed man after shutting down roads near the Mall of America. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows around 31, winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow, high of 44, overcast. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation. Lows dip down to about 28. A dusting of snow overnight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Welcome to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. I love these Fridays, Tom. It's Friday. Welcome to Friday, dude. TGIF, airing of the grievances, coming very soon. I feel like a few things are bothering me.
Yeah, I think so. Happy Friday to you, Evan. I'm sure fixing the board, our fair audience. What made it? It's been a long week, a long couple of days. Great to be back. Happy Friday.
Long week. This was like a 2-day work week for you. You worked yesterday.
I tell you what, man, the European lifestyle, I could get used to that. I'm thinking maybe, you know, 4 days a week, 4 hours a day. That'd work in my schedule.
That'd be like doubling your schedule right now. Dom, you were not privy to a couple of the recent conversations I've had. So if you don't mind, if the audience will indulge me, I'd like to share some of the people that have shook a fist at me lately, at least conversationally. And they're shaking a fist at me. They tell me, Dom, because I don't know if you've noticed, but Civic Media has kind of expanded outstate. And we're meeting some new people in different markets all around this wonderful state of Wisconsin. And some of the people in, let's call them the less densely populated markets, the non-urban markets, the non-Milwaukee or Madison markets.
All right.
They tell me, well, sometimes you guys are talking about stuff that we don't care about, like mass transit. I'm like, when did we ever talk about mass transit? Must have been some other fine host, but that ain't us.
We're not. I did take a high-speed rail from Rome down to Naples, 300 kilometers an hour, 186 miles an hour when it was opened up in the countryside. Slowed down around the villages in the city, but it was pretty sweet.
How fast?
186 miles an hour.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. And it's smooth. So, yeah, I get it. But generally, no. I mean,
there's a great conversation, not perhaps, but yeah. You just made me a liar, man. I told people. We ain't talking about mass transit on this show. Not generally, not a frequent topic here, Don. But I think what I was being charged with, if you will, Dom, is ignoring our friends in the rural parts of the state of Wisconsin. The issues are not the same. I'm being informed. Gun control. One of our managers outstate, Chuck, told me, you know what, gun control, that ain't a thing here. And I said, I didn't think it was. I don't think you hear me often using the words gun control. But of course, I advocate for certain policies that may feel like gun control if you don't believe in them. So I'd like to hear today, Dom, I'm going to start, you know, by trying not to be the guy that someone's shaking a fist at today for ignoring their part of the state.
So, I'm not privy to that conversation. I would have absolutely pushed back. A lot of the topics we talk about.
You always do.
They're universal. It doesn't matter. And I grew up out in the country. I understand the rural countryside, man. I don't know if I ever told you this, Bertie. I used to work on a farm. Did I ever tell you that?
You've mentioned that. But some people aren't as familiar.
My senior year in high school, I worked on my neighbor's farm. My dear friend Marty, the youngest of like 15 farm kids.
Can I give people the phone number?
Yes, go ahead.
You totally blew through me because I was going to ask the audience a question. I know you worked on a farm, but I'd rather hear from someone else that maybe worked on a farm.
Are you sure?
Or lives in some other part of this state where you don't live, but I'll let you get back to your story. Just let me give them the phone number because we've got new friends. Apparently in outstate rural parts of the state, Dom. 844-967-2789. And I'd like to hear from you folks and apparently Dom. Go ahead. Sorry.
I just got to tell you, man, the topics that we discuss are universal, I believe. Weed policy, for example, right? Come on, man. So just because you live outstate or you live in a rural area doesn't mean that you didn't go to college, you didn't go to school. There's lots of people that have that live in that area that want the lifestyle. You know what I mean? They enjoy the countryside. So and you know, Social Security and Medicare.
So
healthcare.
You're talking about urbanites that have moved out to the country because that's quite an elitist attitude. You assume people always aspire to go to college. A lot of people aspire to work on their dad's farm.
Really? Not really. In fact, let me get back to the story because the youngest of like 15 kids hated the farm. So he was a year older than me. He decided he turned 18. He's out. So now they needed the helping hand. So here I was, senior year, 5 o'clock every morning, high school. Got to go down and milk the cows before I drive myself a half hour to school. Every day for my entire senior year. That's hard work, baby. And I always said I never want to work that hard again. So I get it, man.
Accomplished.
Thank you. I like to set goals. So I do understand. I still have dear friends out there. Yeah, some went to college, some went to tech, some went to trades. Some moved away and moved back. Some took over, you know, their parents' businesses, or some took over the farms, but a lot of them left the farms.
Sure, that's in part why I think at times rural people in the state of Wisconsin resent the city, the urban. And we know it was a divide here, right? I mean, there's been studies done. There's been books written on the divide. And I think in no small part, Scott Walker pitted outstate against, you know, rural against urban.
A divide and conquer policy. Yeah, shocking that people would be divided when you have a government, a candidate, a political party who's solely seeking power, and in order to do that, will divide and conquer 50% plus one. Yeah, that stuff tends to sometimes work.
Yeah, well, Mr. Hortonville, 1989, if I recall correctly, you voted for the man. You were a Scott Walker guy, at least in the recall election.
Yes, I voted for Barrett in the initial and voted for Walker in the recall.
And if you can recall, because it's been, 10, 11 years now, but if you can recall, what was your rationale? Why? Because I think, and statistics would show me, that a lot of outstate rural voters voted for the very first time in the Scott Walker recall election, but not against the man, for the man. Scott Walker apparently had appeal outstate, but I often felt like his appeal was to tell you who not to like, who to blame. If you've got misery in the country, it's got to be those city slickers. If you work in the private sector, well, it's those lazy public sector unions and their big government union bosses.
Yeah, it's a divide and conquer political policy. That's exactly what he did.
You know what? I don't feel so different. I lived in Deerfield for a couple of years. I graduated from Mount Horeb, which is a little more metropolitan now than it was when I graduated there in 1988. I never felt like a city slicker growing up, if you know what I'm saying. And quite frankly, most of the people I know have the fact they ain't rich in common with me. That's what I found so appealing about the Bernie Sanders message. Economically, city, rural, urban, suburban, wherever you live, if you got to struggle to make the bills, well, we've got a lot in common.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you can't get affordable health care, if you can't get affordable child care, and oh my God, dude, as my youngest is moving towards graduation, when we graduated from preschool, it was like losing a mortgage payment. It was like, I can understand why parents graduate so much when their kids graduate college, celebrate so much when the kids. I did that when my kid graduated preschool. It was like $1,300 a month.
Yeah.
But what if you don't have the child care? And I think the multi-generational farm families, I don't think grandma's able to watch the kids like they used to, not as prevalently.
Come on, man. I mean, you had kids to work on the farm. You don't come from a family of 15 kids in a huge farm. I mean, that was your labor force. There's very specific farm rules in Wisconsin that are different from like other labor laws.
Yes. Young people yeah, can work on farms very young. Yeah. Young as 12. And did I mention I also worked on a farm? 844-967-2789. I know our stories, Tom. I want to hear from others. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Eau Claire ain't exactly rural, Jeannie, but small city, right?
Hey, Jeannie.
I am not in the city of Eau Claire. I am in a rural area.
Oh, okay. Well, that counts then.
It's called Eau Claire. We're included, but I'm in the rural area, far from, you know, the city. So believe you me, we need your voice. And they have plenty of right-wing radio stations that pretend to care about the farmers. And the farmers do need health care, like you said. The farmers need assistance, like you said. They need workers. They need democracy, because their voices aren't heard by the Republicans. The only time they hear their voices is at election time. And that gall darn stinking guy that's the insurrectionist, they cover him on my local TV station. I almost wanted to, you know what, showed that he is writing some farm bills. And I thought, didn't go into any detail on it, but, you know. And then on that same station, they brought up something about, it's an ad now against Baldwin, about something about you call her to include ethanol in the, you know, in the gas. And I thought, oh, man, just sick. We need you to tell the truth. We need you to give us the information and what's going on, because nobody knows what the Republicans are doing on your side of the state that impact everybody on our side of the state. So you get a big hug and kiss from me, but if they shake their finger at you, well, I would just turn around myself and whip them the middle finger. So great work, okay? So thank you, guys. I love you. Don't give up, because we need you.
Well,
goodbye.
Bye, Jeannie.
Bye, Jeannie. Thank you.
Don't mess with those country girls. 844-967-2789. Want to hear from especially our rural audience. And let me sweeten the pot a little bit. I got all kinds of Brewers tickets to give away. Don, we got Brewers tickets coming out of our story holes, if you know what I'm saying. And we're going to give some away today. And I would give first benefit to someone that lives outside the city. Outside of Madison or Milwaukee, Boston Red Sox coming to town. I got four tickets to give away. If you only need a pair, we'll do two and two. But if you need four, I can give you a family four-pack for Saturday night tickets. American League old Boston Red Sox. I used to hate the Red Sox. I still do. I used to love Carl Yastrzemski and a lot about that franchise. But not when they were playing the Brewers. And they're doing so Saturday night. We got four tickets. We're going to give them away, perhaps to a rural caller that can tell us, you know, what do we not get about your life experience? Other than the fact Dom worked on a farm. That's the only rural reference point we have. Come back, more Devils.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Lows level off around 33 overnight under overcast skies. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. A mixture of precipitation likely. Daytime highs approaching 43. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 30. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
You take a mortal man.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And put them in control.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, giving away some Brewers tickets for the Saturday night game. You can give us a call at 844-967-2789.
And unlike prior shows, Dom, I'm giving them away this hour. This hour. You better be engaged right now. 844-967-2789. I've been getting a fish shaking at me. I don't know exactly, you know, what you are when you're on the receiving end of someone shaking a fist. I've been the recipient of fish shaking. I better be careful where I say that. The topic is we're ignoring our friends in the rural parts of Wisconsin. We're not talking about stuff that they care about. Well, I don't want to tell you what you care about. You tell me what you care about.
Now, this person who shook a fist at you, articulate any specific of these issues that we are not discussing the rural people care about.
Here's what I said in my own defense. I said, you know, I did live in rural Wisconsin, and I traveled all through rural Wisconsin. And the first comment back is, well, if you've been to one rural town, you've been to one rural town. I'm like, oh, man, don't play that game with me. Yeah, every city is a little different too, but some have different vibes. And I'm sure every town I've been to in the state of Wisconsin, we got some great little towns that we do business in. Amory, we're up in Hayward now. We're soon to be coming to Genie's area in Chippewa Falls, the Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley there. We're coming to La Crosse, where you and I went to school. We're in Richland Center right now. We're in Oshkosh, Berlin, Wisconsin. That's in that Fox Valley. That's over, we're covering Hortonville with that 1100 signal. That is our Brewers flagship station, Dom. In fact, they'll be playing out tonight against the Red Sox, and then we'll be giving away tickets for tomorrow night's game. Tonight's game, 7:10, first pitch, WISS, AM 1100, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh. Charles, is it Green County you're calling from, Charles?
No, it's Green Bay. That's a small town.
It's a medium-sized town of 100,000. It's smaller than Madison, but tell us what's on your mind, Charles.
The lady before was talking about the BS that's going on with Tammy Baldwin and all that stuff by the left-right, upside-down wing, whatever you want to call it. I will tell this. This is a true story. My wife and I had some issues with her Social Security and Medicare. And because she has a condition that gives her disability, they told her that she had to buy Medicare so that she could, you know, take the insurance from the government. Well, I was fully insured through the my work, and why should I waste the government's money on, you know, having them pay for her medical needs when my insurance was better than the what she was going to get? Okay, in turn, they deducted money from her Social Security when she became eligible for Social Security, like half. Well, Tammy Baldwin was the only one. Ron Johnson was unavailable to do this because he's too busy doing nothing. Tammy Baldwin was the only one available to take on this problem, and she fixed it in 72 hours.
You know, Tammy Baldwin
tell me that.
Has a reputation as a progressive, Charles, and everything I've heard about her, why she is so popular, not just in the urban parts of Wisconsin, but in the rural parts, why she is the unbeatable candidate is because she cares about her constituents, Charles. In stories I hear like yours, it's a great story, dude. It's a great story. And I've heard a lot of them about Tammy Baldwin, but it's not coming from her office. It's coming from the individuals that I've met that said, hey, you know, she actually did some constituent services. She put her staff to work for us. Charles, let me ask you something. Would you and the missus go to the ball game tomorrow night if I gave you tickets? Would you go to the Brewer game? Red Sox.
I will pass. But I appreciate you offering them to me. I have actually, to tell you the truth, I have never been to a Brewers ball game.
Well, let's go, man. We got good seats. Why? What would prevent you from going? Our flagship, WISS, 1100 AM. If you turn it on tonight about 7 o'clock for the, you know, little pregame and to the first pitch, you'd be able to listen to it in Green Bay, Charles. You're right in the heart of the pattern. Well, on the fringe, but anyways, you could still listen. Why wouldn't you go to a game, man? Free tickets? The price is right.
The price is right, but the situation is we have a situation where we need to be available at any moment.
That's fine, Charles. I'm teasing, my friend. I appreciate you listening and sharing that story about your wife. That is a great story, and it's a great story about Tammy Baldwin. Jeannie brought up the ad, and let me confess, Dom, I don't know what the E85 issue is that Tammy Baldwin's being prompted on currently. I saw the ad as well, and I'm like, which side of this issue should I be on? Because I don't know yet. I haven't researched it. I think my Jeep, can you stick E85 in your Jeep? That's ethanol-based, right? That just means more ethanol, more corn-based additive to the gasoline, and it lowers it down to E85. Is that the deal?
Yeah, not clear on how the combustion
can you
works.
Use E85 in your car?
You know, it's a hybrid, so I just use regular unleaded.
How about the Cadillac?
I put premium in that baby, man. But to Charles's point, and to kind of dovetail it into the discussion about the rural needs, you know, that in Green Bay, whatever. I mean, it's a smaller town, but it's still a city. You got city sidewalks, you got cable, you know, you got an NFL franchise. That's a city. But this, you know, Social Security, Medicare, these things are universal. You know, there are universals regardless of where you are in an urban or suburban or rural setting. We have these things in common, and it matters to everyone. Democracy matters to everyone. Now, maybe they're not hearing what they need to hear because you're listening to Fox News or all the right-wing talk radio shows, so we're there for that. You want to call in and tell us about how we shouldn't be discussing defending democracy? Mr. and Mrs. Fist Shaker, bring it on. We are the Devil's Advocates, 844.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows around 31. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow. High of 44. Overcast. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for mixed precipitation. Lows dip down to about 28. A dusting of snow overnight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. I want to talk to people all across the state. All callers welcome, but especially those in perhaps the rural parts of Wisconsin. Also, by the way, Dom, I got some Brewer tickets. We're going to give them away this hour. I got four to tomorrow night's game against the Boston Red Sox, courtesy of our flagship WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM in Oshkosh. Brewers go off tonight a little after 7 o'clock. You can hear them there. Also Richland Center, WRC. Don't want to forget them. Quickly, and then we'll get back to the phones. 844-967-2789. The Brewers, I don't know if you're aware, Dom, I've been watching our first place Brewers. They're having a hell of a run early in the season, and they've been hitting a lot of dingers. And they got this home run celebration. I think you posted this on Twitter, so I know you're aware. From Cheeseheads to Ding Dongs, ranking Major League Baseball's best home run celebrations. Well, they got a new one this year, and I've been watching it, and I've liked it. but I cannot believe it's ranked number 9. So anyways, here's the rating. Number 9, home run celebrations in baseball. Milwaukee Brewers. I'll read. This is quite small. I'll go quick. The Brewers have made a name for themselves as a pitching-first organization in recent years, preventing runs well enough to contend, but scoring sparsely. Yeah, I noticed. They're not a team known for their offensive flair. So while their 2023 celebration is straightforward, it is nevertheless fitting. They have a cheese head. When someone homers, they put it on that person's head. That person then gains the highest of Wisconsin titles, Cheesehead. Get it? I also have a Cheesehead, Dom. Note, slugger Rowdy Tellez, who leads the Brewers with 5 homers, issued a public plea this week for the team to secure a bigger Cheesehead because the current model looks like a Cheez-It on his head. No word yet on whether his Brewers teammates will address this concern. Dom, as someone with a ginormous skull, much like Mr. Tellez, Rowdy, if you will, Rowdy to his friends.
Yeah, you feel his pain, do you, Crudy?
Well, not really with the cheese head. The cheese head, I can wear a cheese head without feeling too snug in there. I've got my fitted Brewers cap today.
Ooh, nice.
844.
Yeah, bigger cheese head. Rowdy's a big fella.
Anyways, we've been having a little fun talking a little Brewers if you want. It's Friday. You can talk about anything you want. You can air your grievances. But I'd especially like to hear some from rural folks. And if it's a good one, I can give you 2 or 4 tickets to the game tomorrow night, Boston Red Sox in town. Ron from Waukesha. Welcome, Ron. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ron.
Not much. I just love you guys, and I heard you're giving away the tickets, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Ron, do you have any rural life experiences you can regale us with? Have you ever worked on a farm, sir? Yeah.
You know, I did for like 10 years when I was younger, until I was almost 18 years old. But it was in Delafield, so.
Oh, isn't that where our former governor?
Not very rural.
Delafield's not rural?
Yeah, it was back then.
I thought Deerfield was rural. I lived in a town with a high school with 216 students, and we were Division 6. We played in a state championship. I played in a state championship game, Ron. That's my one war story from high school. And we were Division 6.
There you go.
And, you know, it felt pretty rural to me, but, you know, I have this understanding. I have nothing to relate to with my rural neighbors. A few have told me. We don't talk about anything important to them. So, Ron, what am I missing, man? What, this guy's a long way from a farm, so what am I missing?
You're not missing anything. You're covering all the big topics, so.
You're just sucking up because you want some Brewers tickets. Ron, can you get by with 2, buddy?
Sure.
Give your information to Ebone. We'll get you a pair of tickets for the Boston Red Sox. I got 2 more to give away this hour, though. 844-967-2789. Mark, I know you won't be able to go to the game, man, but Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Yeah, well,
hey, Mark.
Thanks, guys. And I grew up in rural Wisconsin, far northern rural Wisconsin, south of Superior there, 15 miles south of Superior. So I'm about as rural as you get. Here, if you guys ever get a station up in that neck of the woods.
Wait, how far up?
They need more.
How far up did you say?
All the way up to the northwest corner of the state, just 15 miles from Lake Superior.
Is Duluth farther? Duluth is slightly farther north than that, right?
Duluth is. I dated a girl from Duluth in college, and so that was the big city. You know, Duluth was the big city compared to Superior back then.
Well,
back in the day, but we could use.
Let me tell you what, Mark.
We could use a station up there as well.
We got one. We can cover all the way to that. We get all the way to Duluth. We are putting a brand-new, shiny 5,000-watt Nautel transmitter in our WBZH 910 AM in Hayward. You'll hear it all the way to Duluth.
Cool.
Give us about 2 more weeks. We're waiting for the snow to melt and the ground to get a little solider because that son of a gun's 800 pounds, Mark. Tell me, I don't know if rural Wisconsin. I live up in that part of the woods when I have to.
Oh, Mark, I mean, obviously you don't live up there now, but still, I mean, you lived up there for a while. You understand. Do you think there are specific, you know, aerial, regional, you know, rural issues that we are somehow not missing, we are missing and not addressing properly?
I don't think. Well, I mean, all of us have similar needs in the state, and people just don't seem to understand that it was Scotty Wanker and company that denied people broadband service. You know, the same services you get in the big city boys. You know, that there's no place in Wisconsin that should not have like broadband coverage and some of the coverages that so they can use their computers and connect it with the rest of the world.
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous that we try to separate people out because we all have similar needs and get connected with the rest of the world is something that broadband would do. But Scott Walker and company denied us from. I mean, let's just face it. I mean, that's where I go up. That's where I go up north to see family. That's where I go up north to go hunting every year. So I mean, that it's I'm still connected to my quote unquote rural roots. I mean, but it is just ridiculous that, you know, divide and conquer is something Scott Walker did very well. And the people in the rural areas and the urban areas have very similar needs. It's the rural areas that are hurting so bad because Republicans have denied, you know, equal access to education funding. Keep those rural schools open because I went to a rural school for the first 6 years of my life before they bust us into Superior to go to junior high and high school. Mm. But my first, you know, my primary grades were out in the country there. You know, that first 1 year at Oakland school and then the next five at Parkland, which, you know, was still outside the city.
Mark, in my mind, I'm seeing it 3 miles uphill both ways. Brother, appreciate your call. Have a wonderful weekend. Want to keep on moving down the phones because I promised to give away some more Brewers tickets this hour. You don't have to be rural to call. You don't have to be rural to win the Brewers tickets. But I am looking for what I'm missing about the rural economy, the rural parts of the state of Wisconsin. I have been told we're overlooking them. So please tell me what you would like me to talk about that has rural relevance to you. 844-967-2789. We can agree. First place Brewers, that's relevant all across the state, right?
Right.
You want some tickets, you better call. I got two left for this hour. Amy from Watertown. Welcome, Amy. What do you got for us?
Hi, Amy.
You really hit on a theme of mine there. I mean, I grew up thinking I was city folk. My grandparents were all farmers, and almost all of my relatives were farmers, and I was a city kid, and then I started meeting people as I grew up and found out, no, I'm a pretty much country kid, as it turns out, you know, and I've lived in the country. I've worked with agriculture most of my life, and the last caller really hit it good, you know, where he was saying about the divide and conquer. How the farmers, like, they just are tied to their radio very much so. And I think that the divide and conquer with the right-wing, righty-righty hate radio really has affected them. And, I mean, all we heard about is, you know, all the old farmers sitting at the top. Real farmers don't spend that much time at the top of the if they're really farmers. But they're all resentment and complaining. And how about the farm folks, country folks, try to see things from the city folks' side? You know, I mean, we're always hearing the opposite. And it's like, hey, wait a minute, you know, what about the opposite? Because we're one big country and they just seem to thrive on the resentment and complaining that they've been fed.
Amy, thank you for that thought. You know, I got to be honest with you. I did grow up in Madison primarily, and I went to high school outside, but I would consider myself a city kid. And I thought I had a good state education here in the state of Wisconsin. I learned state history, right? Learned about the early French settlers and the trappers and all that kind of stuff. And the copper miners, that's why we're called Badgers. I thought it's because we're tough as hell. But what I never learned about was the housing marches in Milwaukee and the redlining and the discrimination that went on in that city. And I actually learned about that, Amy, from our pal Earl Ingram on the radio back when we were doing it in Milwaukee every day. And I had not been exposed in the history books to that part of our state's history. And what I would say is I learn things damn near every day talking to people on the radio. If you give us information that we're not exposed to here in the city, well, guess what? This is your opportunity to give voice to your concerns. And if they don't hear it in the city, well, they can hear it here on the Devil's Advocates. They're listening here in Madison for sureies. And I have learned from you. I learned from Earl. I've learned from talk radio. And I've learned, don't believe what they say over on the other side of the dial. We got the good stuff right here at 844-967-2789. Here's a real farmer, Gordy K. How you doing, Gordy? Going to the farmer's market tomorrow morning, hey. I suspect.
Hey, Gordy.
Well, I'm a fair weather vendor, boys. I hate to say this, but at my age, I don't want to stand out there when it's 35 degrees and the wind's howling out of the northwest. So
is that what we're expecting tomorrow morning?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, it was 82 last Saturday, and we slayed it. We had our best opening market ever.
Congrats, Gordy.
Wonderful. And a bunch. I just wanted to mention I had several of your good listeners come up and say hi and introduce themselves, so I was glad to see that. They were getting out there.
Sweet.
And I just want to welcome you boys back on the radio. And, I grew up on a dairy farm, and then I tried moving off to the city and doing that stuff for a while, but I came back to farming, and it's a wonderful way of life. It's a little different than sitting under a cow juicing the buffalo in the morning at 5 o'clock, but I sort of like the plant life. And we opened up yesterday. We had a nice crowd for our opening day, so it's been pretty decent. So
out at Kopke's Greenhouses, one of our fine sponsor partners, Gordy. Let me ask you: you always give us a tip about this time every year, people. First day it gets 82 degrees, people want to start planting their bulbs and stuff. That's a bad idea, isn't it, Gordy?
We have a few things. We got some hardy perennials and stuff, but strawberry plants and some cold hardy vegetables. But for the most part, come on in, look around, get some ideas, but don't put those poor plants out there yet.
Gordy K., stay warm, my friend. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. We'll catch up with you someday real soon at the farmer's market when the weather's a little nicer, apparently.
A little warmer, all right.
Folks, I still got two more Brewers tickets to give away to tomorrow night's game, Boston Red Sox, care of our flagship station, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support. Now, Berlin is the rural part of that signal. You can hear it on the AM. But if you're in the city, we got FM, you know, for the city slickers, Tom. That's how we roll. Same thing going on down in Richland County. WRCE News from the center, AM 1450. Hear that all the way out in Vernon County or, you know, the local 107.7. Like the cup of everybody. City slickers, rural folks, you're all welcome to try and win some Brewer tickets. 844-96-PARTY.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Next Tech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nexttechglass.com. That's nexttechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with lows around 33. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. A mixture of precipitation likely. Daytime highs approaching 43. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows dip down to about 30. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devils.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Check us out on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio, the Devil's Advocates on the Facebook pages, and of course on the phones at 844-967-2789.
And I'm encouraging our rural friends to call in, or city slickers, whatever. If you ever drank out of a hose, call right now at 844-967-2789. You got to let it get cool. You got to let some of the water out, but then the drinking from the hose, oh, nothing sweeter on a hot summer day.
You can't have that hot water that's been sitting there festering all day in the sun. You got to drain that out first. If you ever bailed, hay, Crudy?
But not substantially. The worst job I ever had consistently this summer, I dug post holes. I was 14 years old. I only took the job because if you were in Wisconsin, if you work in a rural agricultural thing, you can drive the car around on the farm or the truck.
A lot of fun.
The lady promised me she had a hobby farm. She needed a bunch of posts dug and built and whatever. She said she'd let me drive around and get stuff. So I got sucked in. I'd put on the Brewers on the radio. Swear to God, I'd put on the Brewers. And I dig post holes all day and just sweat my ass off in the sun.
Well, that's what folks do. I mean, you turn the radio on. A lot of the farm vehicles that the farm that I worked on purchased, they got the lowdown models. This came with an AM radio in it.
The International Harvester. We had a green harvester in the yard with the plow on it, man, because you had to have the plow to get down the driveway. Now, one of our besties, guy that messages us quite a bit, Jeff. Jeff was my neighbor growing up in Mount Horeb. We rode on the same bus together. We were the first ones. Like, we were on the bus all day.
Yeah, that's a long bus ride. I was like second one picked up on the bus. I feel your pain.
Now, Jeff lived on the farm that was right behind our house. I did not have that farm existence. I worked on somebody else's farm briefly. But, you know, all these years later, I don't hearken to the stories constantly like Dom does. Got a pair of Brewers tickets to the Red Sox game. Oh, yeah, one last thing. Brewers, the cheesehead, that was like the ninth best home run thing. I'm like, what's number one? Baltimore Orioles. Have you seen this? Earlier this month, after a Ryan Mountcastle homer, the Orioles dugout debuted what appears to be a giant beer bong. The kind of apparatus one might see at a fraternity party funneling beer instead of water. They insist it's not, as some on social media critics alleged, a dong bong meant to mimic and celebrate binge drinking. They call it a Homer hose and insist they aren't trying to glorify dangerous alcohol habits. I'm sticking to the name Homer hose because when we were kids, we drank out of a hose when we were playing ball in the street and having fun as kids, according to pitcher Cole Irvin. I'm definitely not out there, you know, promoting binge drinking or anything like that. It's primarily from a kid-like mentality of drinking out of a hose when we were kids and having fun playing the game the right way with our friends. Now, I can tell you, part of my rural experience growing up in rural Mount Horeb, beer bongs, the real ones. We did them out in the yard. I saw a few go over to the edge of the yard, you know, because once you got off the edge of the yard, it was like drop-off.
Right.
And they would relieve themselves of the excess beer off the edge of the yard. These are all the rural stories I have. I'm about out. I'd like to hear yours. You might win some tickets. 844 967-2789. Rob from Madtown. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, Rob.
I am so groovy it hurts. Ouch. Ow. I grew up in the country, in Oregon, Wisconsin. And I got to tell you, I lived next to a guy who used to be a prison guard over at Oak Hill. And he moved in, and we were about 14 or 15 at the time. And he, in his backyard, again, I'm reminding you, he was a prison guard. In his backyard, he was growing copious amounts of the devil's grass.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah, yeah. And he said to us, and we were just getting into high school, and he was probably trying to buy our silence. But he's like, hey, yeah, you know, I know your stepdad's a jackass, and that's not the word he used. But he said, yeah, come over anytime you want a little something, something. Just clip it off, and, yeah, don't tell anybody. And, I'm not embarrassed to tell you that high school was a fun place. Yeah, meow. But relative to the question here about rural activity.
Yeah.
I had a friend. His name was Kenny. And Kenny used to love to drink out of the hose. He'd come over to the house, and it was like more of a second cousin type friend thing. And he'd come over to the house, and we turned the hose on, and he always insisted on getting that first sip.
Oh. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's like drinking Bud Light warm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It gets worse. And it frankly, what he didn't know, or what none of us knew, is that a slug had crawled into the hose. And so when he put his mouth up to the thing and sucked in that water, he got himself a mouthful of slug. And he never drank out of the hose again. Never, never, ever.
I may never drink out of the hose again, Rob. That's a pretty good one, man. You got any interest in seeing the... Rob, you got any interest in seeing the Brewers play the Red Sox tomorrow night?
Yeah, you better believe it, man.
Well, hang tight. I got two tickets for you. They're good seats. They're behind home plate. Yeah, we're not cheap around here. WISS, our Brewers flagship, and you can hear it all the way down to rural Dane County here. 1100 a.m., at least during the day, as you can. Day games. We'll be giving you tickets to tomorrow night's game, though. 844-967-2789. Phil from Madison. Welcome, Phil. What do you got for us?
Hey, Phil.
Hey, this is really Mac. You got the name wrong, but whatever. The old Big Mac is back.
Big Mac! How you doing, man?
Welcome, Mac.
What's going on, guys? I'm starting to get active again because it's just getting too crazy. So, I don't know. Either keep my head in the sand or put up the good fight, you know? So, I'm trying to tune in a little more, and it's just crazy. The world is too crazy right now. People getting shot left and right, and we're just so divided. You know, it's like people are so scared from watching so much fear and exaggeration over on Fox and all the Twitter and all the places like that, and now they're like so edgy that if you pull up in their driveway, they're going to shoot you.
Right.
Stand your ground. They're standing their ground, Mac. Yeah. They're protecting their property rights. Like Scott Walker signed into law, sir.
But, you know, you speak of what rural people want to hear. Obviously, they love this, you know, the right-wing kind of messaging that you're obviously not going to talk about trans kids and immigration coming to get you. An abortion, you're not going to, well, talk about abortion, but you know what I mean? Like to reach these people, it's a tough one because they're already embedded in their ways, you know? So it's like, how do you convert people that live way out?
Well, Mac,
you get the conditions. Yeah.
The only way I've ever persuaded people is by trying to listen to them, because if I don't listen to you, you're not going to listen to me. And I think that copious amounts of weed or beer usually have to be a part of it. I mean really, yeah. if you
gotta
sit
be a
down,
beer summit. I mean, there are those commonalities, man. Of course there are. And thanks for the call, Mac. But you talk about, you know, abortion. You know, real kids get pregnant too and have unwanted pregnancies and have rapes and those kinds of things. That does.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different. But we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked
Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper.